The governor has signed a bill establishing a board to regulate the marijuana industry. And the first cruise ship of the season brings awestruck passengers to Skagway. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Governor Bill Walker has signed a bill establishing a board to regulate the marijuana industry. The 5-member Marijuana Control Board will issue business licenses for retailers of the drugs, make rules for the cultivation of commercial marijuana, and set regulations for the amount of THC in edibles. Applications are currently being accepted for positions on the board. It will be made up of a public safety seat, a public health seat, a rural seat, an industry seat, and another seat that could go to industry or a member of the general public. The board will share staff with the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, but will operate independently. The board is supposed to issue its first retail marijuana licenses next year. Skagway's modern gold rush, the cruise ship season, has begun. The town of around 1,000 people expects almost 800,000 cruise ship passengers this summer, and the first 2,000 of those passengers had the chance to explore town on Tuesday. The Celebrity Solstice sailed north from Vancouver with stops in Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway. KHNS's Emily Files has this report.
Southeast Alaska residents are reveling in the warm, sunny May weather. But some cruise ship passengers are confused.
I was just going to say, I was expecting more snow and not realizing how temperate really it was.
And there ain't a lot. There's now snow on the ground. We expected at least 2 or 3 foot of snow.
But the snowless sidewalks aren't a big deal. Not for Floridian Martin Levinson, at least. Alaska, he says, there's nothing like it on Earth.
But I visited all the other 49 other states, so this is the last one. Save the best for last.
This is Levinson's 19th cruise, but he's never been to Skagway before. David Freeman and Denise Gunn from Victoria, B.C. are repeat visitors to Skagway.
We'll probably get to, is it the Purple Onion? The pub of the Red Onion? Yeah, we'll probably get to there.
This is their 6th time here.
No, Skagway is just beautiful. I really enjoy it. If Skagway wasn't on the itinerary, I probably wouldn't do it.
David and Denise head to the Red Onion on Broadway, and Eric Hawk from Alberta heads to the...
Train ride. Choo-choo.
Be a kid again.
It's quite an interesting operation to see moving so many people around. I mean, we haul over 400,000 passengers a year.
Tyler Rose is HR director at the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The railroad takes passengers on scenic rides to destinations like Carcross and Fraser. It's also the biggest summer employer in Skagway, with 175 people working on the train, the gift shop, the ticket booth.
It's unreal. It really is. I mean, all the people coming in, it's almost like a homecoming. The shops open up. The ships start coming in. I know for the businesses, the cash registers start to ring.
Caribou and a buffalo burger. Can't it be $27.20?
Bob Gibson is owner of the Barbecue Shack.
We do caribou burgers, caribou and elk and buffalo burgers. And in my baby back ribs, the meat will just fall right off the bone.
Bob just sold a couple burgers to Laura Everett and her husband. They're from England, and it's their first time in Alaska.
We've traveled, and we've done Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway. And Skagway is just so beautiful. It's so pretty. The buildings are stunning.
Laura says they wanted to come to Alaska because they watch TV shows that take place here, like The Deadliest Catch and Ice Road Truckers.
We've seen it on television, but it just does not do it justice. It really doesn't. It's beautiful.
Laura says they're also enjoying learning about the history of Skagway, the gold rush days.
A man by the name of J.D. Stewart strolled into town with $2,800 worth of gold dust in his poke. Jeff's men were still riled up from the 4th. I guess they must have felt untouchable because they lured poor J.D. into Jeff's parlor and right into a trap.
Dun, dun, dun. Allison Graham plays Belle Davenport in the Days of 98 show, which she says is a mostly true story.
And it's a vaudeville-style show all about Soapy Smith and the events that led to his tragic demise at a shootout down on the pier on July 8, 1898.
Down the block from the Days of 98 show is a much different business, but one that you see all over the place in cruise ship ports. a jewelry store.
This is amethyst, and you can actually see it's still in rock form, so it hasn't been cut and polished.
Jennifer Ozuzun and her jeweler husband, Murat, own the local jeweler shop.
Are you feeling really excited about the start of the season?
Can you tell? I'm really excited. I waited 7 months for this. Yeah, and having your own, you know, it's our baby, so it's a big deal.
Jennifer says she's been back and forth between Skagway for 8 years. Her friend, Letitia Moore, who works at the Milano jewelry store, says she feels drawn to Skagway. And apparently so do the cruise ships. According to the Skagway Visitors Bureau, there will be 402 port calls this summer. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.
The Haines Ferry Terminal has turned into a construction site this spring as work on the nearly $15 million project to upgrade the dock and terminal began. Western Marine Construction started work in April. The project includes removing and replacing the sheet pile structure with new pilings. The work includes offshore dredging to provide better water depths along the face of the berth for ferries. Uplands work will allow for 2 vehicle staging areas and some work to utilities. Here's Department of Transportation spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow.
It's an aging terminal. Like any other assets for the state or even a personal asset, things do deteriorate over time, and it's time for the ferry terminal, at least the waterline areas, to get upgraded and so that they will be in good repair and can last for many more years.
Construction will continue through this summer and resume next spring. In the meantime, the terminal and dock has turned into a beehive of activity with cranes, trucks, and construction barriers. While the dock can still accommodate ferries, even that looks different now as the ships must dock from the port side of the vessels. They usually dock from the starboard side. Woodrow says the renovations also mean there won't be any fast ferries stopping in Haines this summer.
They don't have a port side door. They only have a starboard and a stern door, so there will be no fast ferry service this summer. And Haines doesn't usually get fast ferry service, so it shouldn't be that noticeable, but sometimes the ferry does run to make up for larger traffic weekends like Haines Fair or Klondike Road Relay.
This project does not include work to accommodate some features planned for the new Alaska-class ferries. While those ferries will have port and starboard loading doors, they're also expected to have bow doors for loading and unloading. A separate end berth facility project is still in design, according to Woodrow, and expected to take place in 2017. The Skagway Assembly will take up a wide range of topics at its Thursday meeting. They include naming the new outdoor arts facility, authorizing bonds for a new public safety building, and discussing rec center expansion plans. The new outdoor art facility had its opening evening on May 1st, but the community is still trying to come up with a name for the stage and theater. The Assembly is considering naming it the Callan Amphitheater after Barbara Callan, a woman whose staunch support of the arts and music is fondly remembered in Skagway. But Callan's daughter, Betsy Albecker, writes in a letter to the Assembly that she prefers a more generic name, like Seven Pastures Stage for the official name. Albecker said that's how the stage is known now. To honor her mother, the city might consider a plaque at the site dedicating the facility to her, she says. Barbara Dedman Callan started and ran the Skagway Arts Council for nearly 4 decades. She also initiated the annual International Folk Festival. The Assembly will also discuss the status of the new public safety building. First, the Assembly needs to vote to authorize the bonds for the project, since voters last year decided they did not want to increase sales tax to pay for it. Second, manager Scott Hahn writes in his manager's report that he is still trying to find an engineer who can complete work on the water tank. That's necessary before construction of the new public safety building can begin. The engineer who was supposed to work on that project took a job at the ore terminal, and the city decided working with them now would be a conflict of interest. Also on the agenda, the Assembly will decide whether to approve an easement to Alaska Power and Telephone to let an underground fiber optic cable come aground at Smuggler's Cove. Manager Hahn writes in his report that the Public Works Committee recommends this project. He suggests this is a public utility use, not a commercial activity that is prohibited at Smuggler's Cove. The city negotiated an easement that would require AP&T to bury the vault with the cable. A complete meeting agenda and packet is available online at skagway.org. The Skagway Assembly meets at 7 o'clock Thursday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.